Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, I'm Emily Nemeth, and on this latest Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Lair, we're speaking to Kat Garner, who obviously played in her maiden name Ainsworth, and she was a huge part of that two-time back-to-back title-winning side in 2014 and 15.
Thanks, Emily. And before we start this week, well done to everybody that took part in the tournament last weekend. Also, thanks for your support in the friendly against Knights, as we won 58-44, and it was good to see Talissa back at the sports park as well. First, Yaz is back in the England A squad for that Nations Cup, taking place next month. I've been speaking to Jess Thilby this morning about her inclusion.
She's had a fantastic journey with Surrey Storm and has become such a critical athlete for them now. So it's really encouraging to see a young player kind of flourish as Yaz has. So I think it's testament to that kind of perseverance as to why she now finds herself with a Roses full-time contract and the opportunity to build on that. So yeah, incredible achievement, and it'll be lovely to kind of see what I can do to add value to her as a player too.
And to be able to give a player like that the opportunity must be totally rewarding as well.
Yeah, really rewarding, because I think ultimately, you know, I've spoken about how important the Super League is in developing our homegrown talent, and we have to put our money where our mouth is on that. So I think Yaz, along with many others in that list that have been selected, are great advocates and examples of a domestic competition which is working, as well as a full-time Roses programme that is engaging players and hopefully helping to accelerate their development. So it's paramount that we make sure that we're seeing some reward, and that the systems are working in a way that we are seeing homegrown talent come through the ranks. So yeah, Yaz, along with many others, great to see people like Laura Malcolm back involved, and so many of the young talent, Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, Amy Carter, all kind of young names that we've seen almost receive accolades at Super League level, and they're still very, very young.
Yeah.
And I think that's just incredible to know that the potential growth still to come from those players is something I can't wait to harness and help with.
Well, the games are taking place behind closed doors. Matches against New Zealand, Jamaica and South Africa. And also in the side, that England A side, Georgia Lees. Fab news for her, and we're sure that her inclusion will please a lot of us here as well. This episode we're going to hear from Kat Garner.
And she told us what it was like when the initial contact was made to join Storm.
Oh gosh, now you're taking me back.
Wasn't it around about 2013?
Yeah, I think so, something like that. So I was playing locally. I'd moved over from Australia in 2010, sort of picked up playing netball again in the UK around 2011, 12-ish. And I was playing locally with Clan and T sort of had enough, you know, T sort of knew a few people in that team at the time, and I was looking to sort of step up again from playing sort of the level I was in Australia, and I kind of didn't really see it coming to a certain extent. I was just sort of finding my way, and you know, I was really grateful that she sort of suggested, do you know what, why don't you come trial? And, you know, at that time I was, I think, wing attack or sort of attacking rather than defending. And yeah, that's just where my journey began. I was fortunate enough to make the team that year. And I guess the rest is history, so they say.
Super League netball then, at that stage, it was completely different to how it is now. What was it like for you to be part of, obviously, Storm in those early days?
Storm was amazing, I have to admit. I was only talking about this the other day to one of the other girls. It was such a great experience. It really topped off, I guess, my netballing career. I was sort of coming from Australia. I'd kind of given up in terms of actually playing anymore and just thought, do you know what, I'm just going to join a netball team to make friends. And joining Storm was basically a second family to me. You know, I was seeing those girls more than I was seeing my actual family that were in Australia. So, you know, I grew with them. My UK journey, you know, Storm was very much a part of that. And it you know, it has your highs and it has your lows, and you know, I think it still has that great sort of mentality and team spirit of you are a family, you do work for one another, you back one another, you work hard, and you know that, you know, each and every one in that squad is vying for court time, but also that they're striving for the same goal, and knowing your part you play, whether that is starting, trying to get through to starting, or just to come on and make a difference and just be supportive. I don't think Storm will ever lose that, and I think that was created right from the beginning, and you know, those foundations will be there to the end.
You were part of the side as well that included one of the best combinations in the game ever, Cookie, Dunn and Greenway. What was it like?
Phenomenal. At the time, you know, I was somebody that had come onto the scene. I really wasn't recognised. If anybody knows me, I'm also kind of one of those people that, do you know what, if you ask me who that player is or what they do, obviously I'd known of them, but coming from Australia, I wasn't really sort of aware of, you know, how big a profile that three were. And I remember at training trying to feed Cookie, and do you know what, I could not feed Pam for love nor money. And I just kept throwing the ball like off the baseline, and I was thinking, oh my god, this is never gonna work. But do you know what, we had a laugh, we had good times, and you know, to watch that lineup in action is just phenomenal. And they sort of set the tone, I guess, for not just an attacking lineup. Rach is obviously still going now, but also I think younger ones to strive to actually motivate them to want to play. So I wanted to get on court and play in that combination. I wanted to be a part of that. But you know, it was hard work at times for me, because obviously adjusting. But do you know what, it was so much fun, and you know, I, to this day, do you know what, I look back on those memories and go, do you know what, it was really good to be a part of that, and I had that experience with them.
At the time, you didn't get anywhere near fans player of the season, but I seem to remember you got my bench player of the season alongside Josie.
That's a highlight of my career. I never got a player of a match, I never got a fans player, but do you know what, to me, I absolutely enjoyed playing my netball. For me, it wasn't about those accolades, but you know, I'll take bench player of the season. Do you know what, I absolutely loved earning my stripes on that bench.
It was
so supportive. And when I had the opportunity to play, I looked at it as if, do you know what, I'm going to take those two hands and I'm going to, you know, make Tamsin's life hard to try not to choose me. And it was all, you know, it's not easy sitting on a bench. And I have to admit, I think some youngsters struggle these days because they want to be out there, and it's a passion. But also, I think it's a rite of passage. I think you need to earn your stripes at times, and you need to then prove to people when you do get that opportunity, don't use it as a negative, take it as a positive, and actually show them why you're meant to be out there. So I'll take bench player of the season, definitely.
If we look at the squad in 2015, everybody will still recognise some of the names in the squad, like Pam and Georgia and Mickey, Katie Harris, that kind of thing. But also in that squad were Laurel and Kat Hayes, Becky Gentle, obviously, as well. So what was it like playing with them?
You know, as I said, I think we had, as every squad goes, you have players that sort of come and go, or, you know, they tend to either move on to other franchises, or, you know, they tend to sort of step away from netball. But they, you know, they were great. And each year, I think you have a core set that you sort of go through. But each year, the team, as I said, that those fundamental sort of, I guess, value that Storm had, everyone was included, everyone was involved, everyone had a role to play. And each year it was really special, either bringing somebody new into that environment, or, you know, sort of not necessarily knowing potentially who's coming in or what's happening. But you know, we were so welcoming. The girls, all of the girls, each year has significant memories to me. And I see them, you know, netball is a small community. You see them around, you play prem with them or against them, or coaching against them, so to speak. And you will always run into people that you know and played against, either played with in your team or against them. And do you know what? It's just such a great friendship and camaraderie that you're able to share those experiences with one another. Even to this day, netball build really strong connections and friendships, and it's great to see.
We've already heard from Danny, and she's obviously at Clan with you as well.
Yeah, she is. She is indeed, for her sins.
And how's that going at Prem level then?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. I've taken a new, kind of a new step for me, a new challenge. I'm not playing this season, as I am expecting a little one in January. So sitting on the bench and coaching, I've always respected coaches, and I've always said they've got a hard job. But for me now to be stepping into that and that control of not being able to step on court and, you know, having to find a whole different way to communicate what I'm feeling and what I want the girls to do and, you know, riding the highs and the lows. Denny's a great asset to our clan team. Her and I get on really well. She steps in when, you know, I'm not able to be there, but we bounce off one another, and I think I'm really lucky with clan. We've got such a great bunch of girls. Unfortunately, we got dropped down to Prem 3 this year, but we are definitely fighting to get back up into Prem 2. They are more than capable of it. It's we're just starting to gel, I guess, for the start of this season. We've got some new combinations, we've got some old combinations. It's just getting to know each other, and Prem's quite hard because it changes quite a lot, because you'll have a lot of youngsters and then they'll go off to uni and then you lose a few players and then you bring some more in. So give it time, but you know what, they're absolutely determined, and I couldn't ask for a better bunch of girls to be coaching right now to make my transition into a coaching role a little bit easier than Vex's.
And then one of the coaches goes on holiday and end up winning a game or two.
Yeah.
Great. They're trying to tell you something there, I'm quite sure.
They are telling me something. But no, we've got a game this weekend, so hopefully they will rectify that. So hopefully I'm not the bad omen. I can turn into the good luck charm again.
Yay! The thing is, with some as well, if we look at some of these incredible players that have gone through the franchise over these last 10 years, have you seen the development of people like Georgia and Amy?
Yeah, you know what? They were quite young as well when I was sort of going through it, and they've really matured and they've grown and they've stepped up. We've got, you know, the Super League now, I think, is just taken, as you said, sort of stepped up another notch. They're becoming, you know, the training programs is quite intense. The commitment is intense. Even though I stepped away from Storm, I did step into a sort of training partner for one of the franchises locally here and there. And the bar has been raised in terms of the demands from the athletes. And I don't think that's because it's a more hectic schedule. I think people are just, the game has grown. The game has grown. It's become more popular. They're wanting to strive to be a part of the best in the world. And I think, you know, the Super League is very much sort of has done that. And those girls that have started, you know, at a younger age and sort of developed through, look at the partnerships they've been playing with. You know, they played with the likes of Rach and Tamsin and Kiki, you know, and now they are becoming those sort of people, and they've got the young ones stepping up and looking at them, and they're having to deliver on court, and they're having to be the mature ones to deliver those results that potentially, you know, back when they were a little bit younger, they didn't know how to, or they were looking up to the older girls. So watching it now, it is so quick, it is so physical. It's such a different game, but a different game for the kids. Who knows where it's going to go, and hopefully it'll just keep skyrocketing.
I might be slightly biased here, but during Kat's time at Storm, I was her sponsor.
Ah. You just got to declare your commercial.
Well, why not?
Then you're fine. Absolutely.
It was a total honour seeing my sheep logo on the screens at Surrey Sports Park, mind.
Nice. Absolutely.
I just really enjoyed Kat being part of that squad, and obviously another Aussie as part of it, where Ash was obviously still in the side as well. And she made a big impact to the side, even if she was stuck on the bench for a bit of it.
Yeah. Kat, again, she's one of those players, and she's formidable. Like, she can find a ball out of nowhere, but she's also off the court a huge personality, but not in an imposing way. She's nice. She's a good person to have around. She's a leveler. and her work ethic is impeccable. So, you know, why wouldn't you have someone that classy and that amazing in your squad?
It was nice as well, just obviously, again, for those other members of the squad, just to have somebody with that experience as part of the team.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at some of those really key games from Storm, she often featured. You know, you would have her. She was one of those bench players, and I say it in inverted commas because I hate the terminology.
Yeah.
But you could put her on at any moment, and she would do everything for you. And like, how many players can you say that about sincerely? You know, she really was, and continues to be when she's playing. Like, she's just a real solid, lovely netballer.
I think it was definitely a semi-final. I can't remember the exact one, but yeah, it's like you said, it's just that impact that certain players have.
Absolutely. And it's funny, was it Eddie Jones over the World Cup was saying about bench players, and I hate the terminology starting seven, I really do, it's a real pet hate of mine, but it's the job that you have, and Kat's job, especially in those sort of two seasons, was to come on and sort problems out. And you know, I was watching it from afar, I was over in Oz, but even being able to watch it from afar and just being like, you knew when Kat needed to go on, and she would go on, and she'd sort it, she'd do it, she was amazing. And what a good skill set that is to have, and actually the maturity for an athlete to acknowledge that they might not be playing every single minute of every single game, but they're just as important as every single person who might be. It's your podcast, so as ever, send us a tweet. We're at SurreyStorm10, and let us know who you want to hear from. Stay up to date with the latest from the club at SurreyStormNetball.co.uk.
Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.